T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, over the weekend, I had sent Fred a note asking him...
How about Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you very much. Get Kyle McClellan. He's trying to get Kyle on the show because he has sat down for his podcast with Albert Pujols. And Sue, if you know anything about me, you know there's nothing I love more than promoting podcasts as a terrestrial radio guy. So that was already on my list. But then all of a sudden... this happens.
And Ricky Horton, the Cardinal pitcher in the ninth inning, is Albert Pujols. Everybody is on their feet here. Albert is going to pitch the ninth with the Cardinals leading by 13.
His pitch is high, ball one.
Well, he gave up a couple of home runs. Kyle McClellan is with us this afternoon. Did you even see that one coming last night?
No, actually, I was putting my son to bed, and my wife was like, turn on the game, and somebody had texted her and said Albert was pitching, so my son got out of bed, and we ran out there and turned it on, and I think he already had an out, so we saw like the second half of his performance.
I think a lot of us did the same thing because we knew what the score was. I had already tuned out of the game, and then the alert comes in. My wife says, Albert's pitching. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And then, of course, I go back in, and he gives up a couple of dingers. But that was a unique moment in Cardinal history. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was cool. And I had a couple batting practice sessions with some sponsors down at – and actually, Cam Wex is one of them down today. And at the stadium, and then we were talking about it, and I said, usually don't see it because it's usually the losing team. You know, usually it's like bad ball if you put a position player out when you're up by a bunch. But in that case, it's Albert. Everybody was having fun with it. And it's cool that it happened here at Busch Stadium. You know, I don't think that would have happened if it was somewhere else maybe. But for it to be here at Busch Stadium in that situation, I think it was awesome.
So tell me about your sit-down chat. You're doing two parts. Have you sat down for both these interviews at this point?
Yeah, so we have. We've done an hour and a half with them. And so the Cardinals this year asked me if I would take on their podcast. It's their first podcast they're doing, so they gave it with me to take it and run with it. And we had a couple ideas of what we're wanting to do, and we wanted to do a series on Albert. And so he came in the first time, and the Cardinals said I had 20 minutes with him. So I said, Albert, I can't cover 22-year Hall of Fame career in 20 minutes. And he said, what do you need? I said, I'll come any day you want, any time. I'll cancel whatever I got, and I'll be here. But I'd like to do like an hour and a half with you. And he was like, let's come back Monday and knock out the hour. And so we did 24 minutes that day, and we talked all early life. You know, these podcasts, I want to get a little deeper than just on the surface stuff. And so we talked about growing up in the Dominican and how different that is with, you know, playing baseball as a kid there. And then coming over to the U.S. at 16 years old when he did. So a lot of, you know, stories about growing up and how he, you know, fell in love with baseball and became the baseball player he was when he came here. He was really talented, put up huge numbers, and went 1 year through the Cardinals minor league system. So we ended the first interview when we got to his first spring training with the Cardinals after only 1 year in the minor leagues, where he tore it up. And then they got rained out the one day, so we ended up doing it the other day. We sat down for 71 minutes and just talked about his whole career, and it was really cool. It was for me, I've known him for 18 years, but I caught myself several times during the interview going, man, this is awesome. You know, like being able to sit down this long with this type of player and document this for all Cardinals fans is really cool.
Well, documented not for just the moment, but this is history, right? I mean, this is something we'll be listening to for a long time. Congratulations, because I think it's awesome. And I candidly have not had a chance to listen, but I definitely want to listen. You know, the reference
well,
that you made.
Well, it's not out yet.
Okay, well, good. That's another question. I wasn't sure about that. The thing about all the early days, we've followed the career. We know the numbers, but that is a part of Albert Pujols that's a bit of a mystery. So I'm curious about that.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to do. I mean, everybody knows his playing career, right? I mean, you can look up his stats, you can look up the awards, but, you know, there's just a lot of moments that I wanted to highlight. And, you know, I brought out a situation where he flew me home with him on an off day. We had an off day on the road, and my daughter was just born. And he came up and said, "Hey, you want to go see your baby?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Go with me after the game. We'll go home. You can see him." And flew me home on his plane with him for the off day, and got back on the plane the day later and went down to Houston. And, you know, just little stuff like that.
Aww.
And you know, what that meant to me to get to see my daughter and my wife for, you know, instead of being in a hotel room on the road. And, you know, just I'm trying to bring to light some of those things that go on and things that happen that you don't see. And so getting to talk about, you know, him growing up, and he talked about, you know, how he was trying to help his family make money at the stadium and with his grandma selling sandwiches, and he'd slip away and watch guys take batting practice. And, you know, I just think that's really unique and something that people need to know. He wasn't always a superstar. You know, he wasn't always, you know, the LeBron James, if you will, when he, you know, in high school, you know, the video cameras following him around and, you know, the big top prospect. And it's just really cool what he turned into. And, you know, he's potentially the greatest right-handed hitter to ever play the game. And we've really been lucky here in St. Louis to get to, you know, watch a lot of that career unfold.
You see situations all throughout baseball. We have a couple right now with some great, great players in the system, and we know that they're great. We hear reports, but then it's going to be a while before they can get here. And the whole thing with Albert Pujols, and I was in Milwaukee at the time when he, you know, when he's brought up from the minors, but that just seemed to happen so quickly and out of nowhere.
Yeah, and we talked about that. I mean, 1 year in the minor leagues, he went from A-ball to Triple-A, end of the season in Triple-A that year, and then came into spring training, and Tony is pretty reluctant on young guys to come up and put them in and count on them. And he talked about it there in the podcast about, you know, several guys kind of, I think it was Mark McGwire stuck an elbow in Tony's rib after Albert hit a home run off the closer in spring training. And he said, "If you don't take this kid with us, it's the biggest mistake you've ever made." And, you know, it ended up getting a chance. And he talked about that. Like, it's one thing to make the team. It's another thing to take that opportunity and do well. And 22 years later, he's still there. You know, he never went back down. So, yeah, he got the opportunity, but he made the most of it. Had a huge series in Arizona he talked about, and, you know, that just kind of put him on the scene and, you know, did whatever it took. Played left field, for crying out loud.
So when will the podcast be out so we can hear it?
So, we're working on that. We got a couple different things we're going through. We're shooting for the next couple weeks, and we don't know which one we're going to drop first. We're thinking maybe the Albert one, but we got a couple other things we're working on and waiting to hear back to see if we can get availability from some guys. So it's still in the works.
Look at you. Look at you, podcaster extraordinaire.
You know, man, what's funny? I've never listened to a podcast. So when they ask me to do it, I'm like, I've never once listened to a podcast, but – you know, it's what I enjoy doing, being able to sit down, dive a little deeper with guys. And I sat down with the manager for 30 minutes and talked to him quite a bit. We got Adam and Yachty from a couple of years that I did, I think is going to be a really great one too. And we got some plans for the 82 team. We got some plans for the Gold Glover. So we're trying to get all our ducks in a row right now and see what's going to work so we can put out consistent content, not just put it out and then have a gap. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And the Cardinals have really, I came up with the name, came up with kind of the design. And so it's been, they've given me really all the leeway to go and make it what we want.
Now, is this some, I should know this, I think it is. Is there a video component, not just audio to this?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you can watch it on YouTube, the video side of it. And then we were going back and forth on it. And I said, man, if we're getting some of these guys, we got to video it. You know, I'm doing it 200 years from now. You know, you're going to want video of Albert talking about this. And, you know, and just have it documented. So we have a video component to it, and we're using that KMOX studio there behind home plate. So we're hoping one day, if it's successful and a lot of people listen and subscribe, that we'll be able to get our own little podcast studio where people can come in and have it tricked out. But for right now, we're just trying to put out good content and see how it goes.
This is great. I mean, this is a great idea, and the video was a stroke of genius.
Well,
it really is.
You can't come if you're getting Albert in there for an hour and a half. He was actually surprised we did video the first time. He came back a little more dressed up the second time he had his hat on. But we just don't want to miss it. And that's the way I view this is, you know, I want to go if this goes well. They're giving me a trial for the season. If it goes well, we'll talk about going in the off season, and next year, well, we're obviously going to have a little more time to plan and get these things. But, you know, what I really want to do is dive into that history. I want to connect the generations of Cardinal fans. You know, when we do the Gold Glove series, my idea was if we can get all the five Gold Glovers this year and then also go back through history and pull out Gold Glovers from the day, you know. So if you grew up in the 70s and Harrison Bader's not really your jam, but, you know, in the 70s there was a guy that won a Gold Glove, and man, that's just really, I mean, that's who I grew up loving. I want to be able to bring that in and constantly interweave the old and the new and the generations of Cardinals fans, and so that it's something for everybody in each podcast. And so that's the hope. We're trying to get stuff out now, and you know, this really came about a week before the season started. So,
oh, wow.
I just hope it does well and to where we can extend it and keep going, because I got so many ideas and so many series that I want to do, you know, with such an organization with so much history and success and all the things that go with that. There's a lot of things to talk about.
Well, don't be the Drew Brees of the Cardinals podcast, because he's already been let go by NBC. But, you know, you kind of, and I'm stating the obvious, I think a lot of people know this, you cut your teeth doing some of this stuff for Camo X over the years, where you'd go down to spring training. And look, we have great sportscasters on that side of the building, Tom and Kevin. But yeah, with a former player and someone who has relationships with Adam Wainwright and Yachty and Albert Pujols, you're going to get a little different material. And that was maybe part of the goal to begin with, and now it's kind of coming to the top, which is awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And that's actually one of the guys in there. He's with the Cardinals media team, and he said, you know, I've asked Albert about the Brad Lidge moment a couple times, and I've heard him talk about it, and he doesn't really go a whole lot into it. I wonder if he'd go a little deeper with you. And, man, we got some great stuff on the Lidge thing. He talked about it for a while, and it was really cool. But you're exactly right. I think that, you know, the questions that I'm asking him are from experiences as us as teammates, or I've been through what he's talking about and understand it, and he knows that. And so it's a little easier to talk to somebody that knows the situation that you're talking about and has experienced it themselves. So that's where I think, you know, my value is, and I'm going to be able to bring a little different content than maybe
Absolutely.
Somebody else can.
Well, I'm a huge fan of passion, and I can hear the passion. I know about your passion anyway, but I can hear the excitement, and I'm very excited. You know, it's infectious. I can't wait to hear this, Kyle. What would you tell him if you had another session here about his pitching last night?
Don't tell anybody I told you, because you gave up a bunch of runs. So don't be, you know, a couple home runs. Don't tell him I taught you that.
Exactly. Well, it was fun. All right, McClellan.
It ain't easy.
Yeah, no kidding. Again, I love to promote podcasts, so when it's out, we'll do it again. But thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Yeah, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.